Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Sans Pants Radio, go for a walk.
Hi guys, it's Handsome Tom here. If you're interested in seeing the Movie Maintenance Crew live in person in Melbourne on Sunday the 17th of December, then you should come and do that. It's 3 o'clock at Some Velvet Morning in Clifton Hill. Tickets are $5 each or free for all Sans Pants Plus members. Just head to the Sans Pants Radio website, which is sanspantsradio.com/live. Click on the event and buy your tickets. It'll be great, I promise.
Welcome to this week's episode of Movie Maintenance, where some films just need fixing. I'm Handsome Tom.
I'm Kat.
I'm Damien.
And this week, it's Justice League. Come together right now. Which needs less fixing and more just like, put it in the bin.
Yep.
Everyone involved.
Yeah.
Never return to it.
Do a little poo in that bin and then set it on fire.
Jesus.
And then I will watch that and enjoy it more than I enjoy Justice League.
Wow. It's Justice League is an offensive film.
Everyone involved, though. Could you say there was one component of it that you liked?
I'm not going to kill everyone, but like I should.
I can name two things that I like.
Mm-hmm. Okay, go.
And they're both from the same scene. It's the janitor wife just going to town on the aliens on the news, just swearing.
Oh, yeah.
Lovely. And then it's Clark's mum saying that she's thirsty.
This
scene was really good. Okay.
I liked in the film, this is the one thing that I liked, and honestly, this is it, is I liked Ezra Miller's and the guy who played his father. I don't remember his name.
Billy Crudup.
Yeah, he's
the best relationship in the film.
Yeah, oh,
amazing.
Two scenes.
Actually, no, yeah, well said.
That was the only time I felt something. And I think, honestly, just because they're both really good actors.
Yeah. Billy Crudup. And they love him.
When he turned up, I was like, this is so sad for Billy Crudup's career that he's been dragged into this bullshit.
Yeah. But surely it's a setup for the Flash movie.
If we get a Flash movie.
Well, I generally want it just for Billy Crudup and the father-son relationship.
They sold it. And they so easily could have just checked out because, so many other people in the film did.
They sold nothing else in the film. They actually did manage to sell that.
They sold that. And I was like, fuck, why have I just watched an hour of this when there is something here that is,
I fully agree.
No, do you know what was better?
Of value.
Everyone hitting on Wonder Woman. It was the moment I think I realized that Wonder Woman had absolutely been directed by a woman.
Yeah.
Was when I realized, I was like, her skirt is easily 4 to 5 inches shorter.
And every single shot of her to introduce the scene was from her ass. I mean,
it's like, wow.
I'm so disappointing.
I'm going back to Wonder Woman being like, how many ass shots are in Wonder Woman? I'm like, I'm pretty sure there's none.
It was ridiculous. Like, I thought they'd rein it in a tiny bit. Yeah. But
there's literally an entire scene where she's pinned a guy to the wall. And because her skirt is so short, you just see her underwear.
Right.
Like, you literally, her legs are spread and you see her.
It's her Wonderwear?
It is
brilliant.
Oh, wow. It's such just upskirt for
really is. Yeah.
No, it is.
2 hours.
Yeah. And especially because the camera's emphasizing it even more than it's already there.
Yeah, because they shoot her.
And it's so disappointing. Obviously, Wonder Woman was a great film. We've talked about this. And then I'm like, okay, no, well, Wonder Woman will have to stay good. She's going to have to be something good. No, they killed it. The character that was in Wonder Woman wasn't in this film.
Well, but weirdly, she's not even the Wonder Woman who was in Batman versus Superman. It feels like that's what they've done with this film, right? Is that they've gone, people wanted a friendlier Superman. They wanted more jokes. They wanted Batman being funnier. They wanted more. Everyone really liked Alfred from the last film and people like Wonder Woman. All right. But we still have to do what we did with Batman versus Superman. So we'll just try to duct tape all those other elements together. And yes, it is a film made by two directors and you can fucking tell.
Yeah, you really can. The reshoots of that are so terribly put together. There's that shot of Jason Momoa where he's in the water, and that's great. I mean, I enjoyed that scene a lot.
I
didn't know what happened, but I enjoyed looking at it. But which I guess is kind of funny because it was so ridiculous. Why was he wearing warm clothes, but then seemed to take him off and be in the water for no reason?
He took his top off, kept the jeans on.
Oh, kept the jeans not. Like, are you cold or are you not cold? Are you cold or are you not cold? I just can't.
And then later he was wearing a singlet while swimming. So I'm like, I don't know why I need to take the top off.
Like, why were you so rugged up when you were out of the water? But like,
see, it would make sense if the rugged up part was like his cover. Like he's pretending to be, oh, yeah, it's cold. It's right. I'm not actually super.
But then he just walked into the water like with like everyone looking. There didn't appear to be any.
Also basically shouting Bruce Wayne is Batman as well. Like,
oh, just the whole thing of like none. Like it's like, oh, we need to keep everyone safe and be heroes. It's like you could just be Bruce Wayne.
Yeah.
Literally,
yeah.
There is literally a scene, right, where when Superman comes back from the dead.
Yeah.
And there is that whole bit, which for me, watching that movie, that was the part where I was like, this could get interesting. Mm-hmm. Superman's going to fight the Justice League. And they did it for 30 seconds, and then he fucked off, and then he came back, and they were like,
oh, who's faster, Flash or Superman? But see, both of them.
You want fan service, don't you? You want a movie of fan service.
Not that much. The problem is, who the fuck are the fans? Because let me tell you, the fans of Batman vs Superman would fucking hate that movie because they played it offensively safe. They hedged their bets.
Yep. Yes.
I said before, there are two directors of this film. Yep. There are three. There's Zack Snyder's sort of, and I'm saying his name correctly because Gay gives me shit about it all the time. There's Zack Snyder's film, there's Joss Whedon's bits, and then there's Warner Brothers trying to be like, oh, quick, make it a film that people will like. And it's backfired.
Well, as a fan of Batman versus Superman, as the only one, I believe. Far as I'm aware, I've never met anyone
trash
else.
Calf, but,
did you not know that I liked Batman? It's actually.
I'd heard a rumor. I just didn't think it was true.
It's like my third favorite superhero.
You can just jump in that bin with Justice League.
You know what I said? I'm going to shoot everyone involved.
Me included.
Yeah.
No, I've watched Batman vs. Superman three times. Every time it's just gotten better. And the third time I watched the director's cut and I realized that there was more to it than I ever wanted. Here's the thing about that, and I'm actually agreeing with your point a second ago. You're looking at me like
I can't get over this.
I'm just
you watch it three times.
I watched
and
it
the
next.
Cut
I watched
on
the,
purpose.
I
tried watching it a second time on an airplane. It was like a fucking 14-hour flight. I got 20 minutes in and went, I can't do this.
That's so good.
Do you hate yourself?
I watched. I do. Yeah. Okay. No. I watched it the first time and I was like, I didn't like this. Mm. I don't like superhero films. And this is a very poorly reviewed one. I was like, I couldn't have liked this. I was probably just tired or whatever. So I watched it again the second night just to like convince myself that I was crazy. No, I enjoyed it even more. It was a wild ride. So I watched it two nights in a row, which is, I think, the only time I've ever watched a film
It's
twice.
Hard when you can feel your respect for someone. Like it's a physical feeling.
Oh, it's even harder to watch. Like, watch the respect for me. Leave your eyes.
Yeah. Okay.
Here's the thing, Tom. I actually agree with you. I appreciate that Batman vs. Superman didn't maybe hit all of its marks, but it was a very ambitious film and I could see what it was trying to be. Yeah, I agree that it wasn't exactly a home run, but I liked the components. But like you said, at least it was trying to do something and it was trying to do but it didn't really do it, I suppose, but it was trying to do something a little bit different, I guess, just it's something. Whereas Justice League, what's it even trying to be?
So this is a film that's like got $1 billion budget. It's like a huge budget film. Mm. Why have the special effects? And this isn't even the reshoot special effects. Just all of the special effects.
The green
effects.
Screen was unbelievable.
Awful.
It's like
terrible.
Green screen is not
Attack
that complicated.
That's what it felt like.
No, honestly, I think The Room had better green screen backgrounds.
Yeah, I agree.
And I think Tommy Wiseau is very underrated.
He should make them. Oh my god, that's what DC need to do. They need they need to hire Tommy Wiseau.
They need an avant-garde director. Tommy Wiseau.
He could play all of the characters.
Great. And also a vampire.
He could play Darkseid. That's how they do Justice League.
Oh my god. Yes.
Danny, can you riddle me this? The cyborg man.
Yeah,
he's
called Cyborg. So
is that his name?
Yeah.
Oh, I fucking nailed that. That was an accident. I could not understand for the life of me. He seemed to be part computer and also part old magic, which are like different things
no,
in my mind.
No, he wasn't old magic. Oh, well,
because
the
boxes
box
were
thing.
Like old magic and he could like connect
but it's,
with
it's,
I didn't
they're,
understand
they're like
that.
Old magic for us, but in real life, they're like advanced technology for a space.
That's
right,
people.
Okay.
Yes.
I guess that's a really dumb sentence.
Well, there you go.
But I think
Justice League.
They're basically a machine and he can interact with machines.
Yeah, he's a super advanced machine.
How good did he look too, by the way? How good was his whole character?
His whole character was made a ton of sense.
His character
he wasn't a character.
Like, no.
That's the thing. They introduced like three new characters and all like we wasted most of the first act introducing them. And then even the introductions were shit. Like mainly Aquaman's introduction in the town, in the little town where he's like saving people for no reason. He's got literally all
the
powers
in the
universe.
But they all know who he is. Can we all clarify? They all seem to know who he was.
Do you know what I also hated?
Oh, yeah.
Was that So Batman called him Aquaman when he first met him.
Well, no, hold on. He said the Aquaman.
What I would have preferred if that wasn't a name that he had, like someone gave it to him later. Like, you know, like how Peter Parker doesn't become Spider-Man until JJ's like, oh, it's the Spider-Man. Yeah, you're like, yeah, cool.
Yeah.
Like, he just goes into being like the Aquaman. I'm like, I think he's more of a fish boy because the thing he's there for is that he talks to fish, right?
Right. Or like water boy, any other, water like, boy. Where, you choose Aqua first. You know, are you that poetic, Batman, that you're like, oh, you're the Aquaman?
He's, Ben Affleck clearly wants to be everywhere. He, you know what Ben Affleck wants to be? He wants to be like sorting out legal aid for his younger brother.
Yeah, I was just about to make the same joke, yeah.
He's like, oh, I've checked out of this film. So he's checked out of the film and then the reshoots. He's so checked out. Mm. Like, he gave it his
Who
all.
Who would you recast as Batman?
Fucking anyone, but I haven't, but we can.
I've thought about this because I'm planning to do an Damien's Ultimate Batman MM at some point,
right?
And I literally got stumped on who would I actually cast.
Yeah,
I think you want an unknown, to be honest. Clearly got some talent, but hasn't really cracked into the full market yet.
Someone like what's his name? He plays Peter Quill.
Okay, yeah.
So from Guardians of the Galaxy, what's that? Chris Pratt, right? So when he got Guardians of the Galaxy, the only thing people knew him from was Parks and Rec.
Right.
Where he played like kind of like a doofusy character.
Yeah, so you need to find
let's
someone
just go
like
back
that.
To Parks and Rec. Aziz Ansari, he's Batman.
He would be the best Batman. He would be the worst. I went to Steve Carell when you said that. I was like, Steve Carell is Batman. I'd love that. But yeah, Aziz Ansari is way better.
That would be sensational. Rob Lowe would make an interesting Batman too.
Rob Lowe would make an interesting Batman, yeah.
Or even the guy, I don't know his name, but the actor from The Big Sick, the lead.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yes, I know exactly who you mean.
He's my hot tip for the Oscar Best Lead Actor this year, by the way.
For Big Sick?
Yeah, for Big Sick.
Yeah. I would give that. I thought he was great.
Just in case anyone wants to put money on it.
Which you do.
Which I.
Because I know that's how you roll.
Yeah.
I know that's how you make your
yearly
allowance.
This is how I make my income for the year.
They had a lot of coloured actors last year.
Oh, so
this year we're going back to white.
We're going. It's an all white Christmas for the Oscars.
We very generously gave away.
Proudly sponsored by Melania Trump's Christmas catalogue. So it's all white.
So what are we? We're talking Emma Watson, Beauty and the Beast, obviously.
Yeah.
That was a transcendent.
That was a breakaway performance.
Probably Henry Cavill's upper lip for Justice League.
Beautiful.
I have to admit, it wasn't as bad as I was expecting, but I still spent a lot of the time when he was on scene going, "Ooh, is it? Is it not?
It doesn't move."
No, I didn't know.
Yeah, it doesn't ever move.
As someone who didn't know anything, I didn't notice a thing.
Yeah.
I feel like the only people who knew were noticing shit.
Yeah, me knowing distracted me because I was trying to pick when it wasn't. Yeah.
But also, the CGI just across the board was so... Like,
oh, yeah.
Someone's like, oh, it's an, yeah, but he's a space monster, Steppenwolf or whatever. Yeah. Another great... Fuck, why can't these superhero films be good at villains? And I'm going to get into this in my fix. But the whole time he's talking about unity.
The unity.
I'm like, right. He wants to create like a singularity.
Yeah.
That's cool. But then it's like, no, it's the mother of horrors. what does it do? It kind of puts crystal vines everywhere. Why are we in Russia? Crystal vines.
Why were they in Russia? Why? Please.
I generally don't know.
Someone
I'm like,
tell
oh, that's
me.
Where the box is buried.
No, Avengers wasn't. 2 and it was set in Russia and he's like, ah, fuck, I don't know where else to set places.
They're going for that Russian market? Like, what are they doing there?
Apparently it's one of the highest grossing films
but
in China.
If I was from Russia, I would not be pleased at my representation as this desolate place that happily gets destroyed and no one seems to give a shit.
No. Is it fucking Chernobyl? That's what it looks like.
It looked like, yeah.
It's like I was about to go into like a Silent Hill video.
There must be a cheap set that looks like Russia and Russia only.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Universal Studios Russia set's like very rarely used for
right. Like, they're let's bring
a really
it out.
Sweet deal. The people that rent it out like do the catering for you for free.
They were
something.
The family. They're like, we'll play the family. We'll do it all. We've got everything covered, guys.
Yeah, so they're actually Russian royalty. That family who just paid a lot of money to be in a cool superhero film.
Yeah.
That family.
That
like,
adds up.
The most frustrating thing about the film and is indicative of a lot of its problems.
Yeah.
Is the beat where you see the bug people like flying over and that little girl grabs a can of bug spray and I'm like, cool.
Yeah.
That's going to pay off somehow.
She's going to go out. She's going to try to kill him with bug spray and like Superman or the Flash.
It's
going to
be amazing.
And she's going to think she's done it. Or alternatively, she's going to try to do it. It'll attack her and like Wonder Woman will save her life.
Right.
She'll be like, oh my God, you're Wonder Woman. Like something like that will happen. No. She just got in a truck and left.
She just looked at some bug spray. That was just like a beat with no reason.
That's what the film is. Why does Batman have a giant crab robot that digs tunnels? What was with that whole fucking scene? Why is the Flash, who's like good at running, constantly falling over?
But here's the problem. Like I said this to you before.
Oh, I'm so tired already.
This movie was like is the Trump of movies in that there's so many little things going wrong. You try to pick one and then you get lost by the next one and then the next one and the next one.
Yeah.
And it's too much.
Like a piece of string just keeps like coming like off the ball. Yeah, like you're like,
oh. You could take it scene by scene and be like, well, that's dumb, and that's dumb. Next scene, all right, okay, I'm like, where do I even start here? Yeah. That's clearly dumb, you know. Like
that's why you can't really fix it. You kind of have to start from scratch because it's too, there's nothing.
Well, when you say start from scratch, I agree. There is a need to, it's a big renovation job. But I will say this, the land which the house was built on is very nice.
Okay.
The neighborhood is good.
I thought the land was cursed based on previous films.
It's an ancient burial ground.
No, but while the death is cursed, it does get the sun at a nice time of day.
Okay, yeah.
What's the soil like, Tom?
The soil composition is actually quite good.
Quite good.
Sure, there are zombies breaking out of it once in a while, but
that's a testament to haunted, the health of the soil. Yeah,
okay. But it is very hearty soil. And if you just like put a bit of sage around the place and maybe get an exorcist to come in, you could probably build a pretty nice house on that block of land. Mm. So I haven't gone for it. Like, it is a fix, and there is a lot of stuff that I've changed. There is a bit of a demolition, but I've kept the kitchen because it's heritage.
Yes. Okay. Well, you had to.
Basically, the main things for me, I was like, right, so the whole villain thing needs to really be fixed.
Oh, fuck yeah.
The team-up aspect needs to be fixed. Just as a given, at no point in my film will Wonder Woman be filmed by either just her tits or her ass. Mm-hmm. So that's an interesting take.
I know.
Are we also going to cut Aquaman being, because strangely enough, you've got Jason Momoa and they did sexualize him, but not to the same extent. So are we going to scrap that or are we going to keep that?
He's still in it, but I guess they're not going to, he's just going to be there.
Like across the board.
Can we sexualize Alfred?
Yes.
Can we just get...
My film is literally about Alfred being sexy.
Can he just be like a leather daddy?
Jeremy Irons is a leather daddy. Let's be honest.
Wears nothing but
chaps. Has anyone else here seen Twins? The one where he plays the twin gynecologist? Oh, it's fucking great. Watch that instead of this.
Okay. That's your fix.
That's your fix.
Yeah. First, I haven't actually recast a lot of people because part of me is like, it's kind of hard to do because they're established. One of the people I have cast, though, is Cyborg, because in my opinion, he needs to have a bigger role.
Yeah, for sure.
He needs to be your gateway into the film.
Because this was like, I mean, it was nobody's movie because nobody had any actual purchase in this movie, but I think it was mostly his movie.
Yeah, because it's about him kind of working out about the boxes and his dad, and working out who he is, you know, and the guy who plays him, like, just isn't very good.
Hmm. Like, I'm not convinced that it wasn't just because the material was... Garbage.
Yeah, I mean, it was a one-note character.
I would have no idea.
And again, if anyone has any recasting for any of the other characters, with the exception of Gal Gadot, because we know that she's good from what she was
done
previously.
She's the one person that I came out... I mean, I thought Ezra Miller was okay. I mean, but I know he's a great actor.
So he's not just like autism.
Yeah, I think he was doing fine with what he was given. But I thought Gal Gadot sold the shit out of Wonder Woman. Mm. I felt like she sold a hopeful
Wonder Woman in a bleak world.
Yeah, okay.
I also, one thing just before we get into it though, the bit where Clark like wakes up, she's like, it's me, Wonder Woman. I'm like, you didn't fucking meet properly in that last fight. In Batman vs Superman. They never actually met. She's like, Diana, Clark, nice to meet you.
Right.
The fight's on, he picks up a spear and dies. He's never fucking met
her. Yeah, we're besties. And she's calling him Kal-El. Call him Clark. Clearly that's going to get him more to himself than calling him Kal-El all the fucking time.
I'm me. Remember? Do you remember? How the fuck does she know that's his name?
Also, what was with the discrepancy in their powers? I thought Wonder Woman and Superman were on the same level, yet he seemed to be able to just beat
Superman is undoubtedly more powerful.
Because he could fly, she can't.
But then Wonder Woman also had super strength, super speed. In her first scene?
Yeah, she's quick, but she's not that quick.
But I feel like
in the BVS, she was as powerful as he was in fighting at the end there.
He's also been supercharged by a magic box.
Right.
As well as like, he's literally like, if Kryptonite's not in the scene, there is nothing he
can't
do.
We've all been supercharged
by a magic
box. He's a god.
She's only half god.
He's a full god.
Yeah.
He's not even that. He's just some rich kid.
I was just confused as to why he was so much more. Maybe that's my ignorance to the characters.
I think Superman is almost like, what can he do? He's always how I've read him. Other than
shave off his mustache. Well, anyway, so I'm not recasting anyone except for Cyborg, which now that I say it feels mean, but I have. So fuck you guys. So
who
Daniel
are you recasting him to?
Kaluuya, who was in Get Out.
Oh yeah.
I think he'd be a really good cyborg. I like that.
He could play. I think he'd be good. Good at fish out of water or like real scary out of water. Anyway, so some of the things that, so this is like a fix. I've got like a pitch, but I've also got things where I'm just going to be talking about some of the things that I'll be doing.
Yeah.
Feel free to jump in at any time. So basically the film would cold open inside Arkham Asylum. So not on a rooftop with bugs or a robot. Oh, I'm happy for me to jump in also. Like, I'm just going to start, by the way.
I've already started. I'm excited. I'm sad that we lost the fear bugs. Because they were a great time.
They're going to come back. But
oh,
like,
are they actually?
Just not at the start of the film with no fucking explanation no as to what they are. And Batman throwing a robber off a roof.
Hold on. He said, they smell fear. That's all you need to know, surely. Yeah.
But you get told that again later.
Right.
And again later. It's almost like it's going to be poignant at some point. Oh, it is. Anyway, so we're up in Arkham and Lex Luthor is sitting in his cell and he's just like scribbling all over the walls. Like this is the Lex from the end of the film from
still,
BVS.
Still Jesse Eisenberg?
Still Jesse Eisenberg.
Excellent.
Because we need that Lex. We need the broken kind of fucked up.
I loved him as Lex Luthor.
And this kind of will also, in my head, retroactively fix him from BVS.
Oh, great.
So he's like, muttering to himself and drawing all over the walls and he's like just mad. And he's drawing the same thing over and over again. A series of boxes.
Oh, okay, great.
Three boxes in like a little triangle formation, and he draws it again, and he draws it again, and over again. And we just see there's just stuff everywhere. Like, it's on paper, it's brilliant. On bed. He just cannot stop drawing it. And then he just stops, and he's just like, it's so nice of you to drop by. And then Batman steps out of the shadows of the cell in the corner.
Nice.
Bit of a confrontation, and Lex just kind of rambles at him, and like, oh, the bat, the big bat's come to visit me. Aren't I lucky? Like, this is great. And talks pretty much just madness. And then every now and again keeps talking about like uniting people, you know. You know, you put me in here, but all I want to do is I wanted to unite all these people together. But the way he's talking about it is doesn't sound good. It sounds like a bad kind of unity. And Batman's kind of looking around the room and he just picks up a drawing with the boxes on it and he starts to leave. Batman kind of gave him nothing. He's just there to find what's going on with him.
Yeah.
And as he's leaving, he's like, come here for our next visit, Brucey. He's sending someone, Bruce. You guys better be prepared. Ooh. Batman's like, and as he walks out of the cell, we see that he's also drawn Superman symbol, so the Kryptonian hope symbol, and just like huge line through it. And underneath it, in like childish handwriting, the Kryptonian has fallen. And Batman's kind of like, meh. And as he's walking back, he's talking to Alfred, and he's like, you know, he's drawing more and more of them.
Mm.
You know, it's the same box over and over again from the files. Like, have we found anything on them yet?
Yeah.
It's like Greek, ancient Greece, actually. And they found some on a cave in Iceland, apparently. Yes, I've already booked your flight. Might be worth stopping by to see Miss Prince on the way. Don't know anyone else who speaks ancient Greek.
Nice, yeah.
It's like, yeah, all right, okay. So they've done a bit of research into these boxes, but we're learning as an audience like that they're a big deal, but we don't really know what they are yet.
Yeah.
The whole thing is about working out what is Lex doing with these boxes.
Have you kept Alfred pushing Bruce to hit on or, you know that whole like weird...
Yeah, no, I'm not going to do that. I've decided that Wonder Woman like had a love and he died.
Yeah.
And Bruce Wayne is kind of a cunt. So no. Why would you want to date Bruce Wayne?
Well, I don't think she did. I think he wanted like it was kind of like this weird like he was into her.
Everyone wants to fist her, apparently. So weird. How's that whole bit where like Ezra Miller falls and he's like, ah, boobs, and then
falls
off again.
Oh, that was really fucking weird and like so uncomfortable.
Yeah. And then even Aquaman sitting on the lasso of truth and he doesn't realize it, and he's like, and you're fine. You're a nice
it
ass.
Makes
we
a little
should just film your ass all the time.
Yeah, it makes that little like, you're
In that scene, the best response to that is if she just backhands him into a wall. Instead, she's like, ha ha, give me my last
Yeah. Oh, cheeky boy, say your thoughts.
Anyway, so then they're talking and he's like, you know, there's something else, Alfred. You know, he said someone was coming and we had to be prepared.
Hmm.
We need to find those people, Alfred. He's like, all the more reason to visit Miss Prince. He's like, all right. Anyway, you said Iceland. He said Iceland. You know what, Alfred? I almost missed the playing cards. As do I, Master Bruce. As do I. Like, I liked that penguin gag. So I'm going to keep that thing where it's like, Batman is used to dealing with normal people.
Yeah.
Like, the most fucked up thing Batman has to deal with is Bane.
Mm. And also, he's been doing it for 20 years.
Yeah. Basically, this Batman's tired. He's not good. He even says it in the film, but doesn't really live up to it because then he's just like, oh, I'm good at fighting
I'm
again.
Out there,
but it's like, no, you're old.
Mm.
And Ben Affleck, you look old. So.
I didn't think he looked that old. I thought he was looking pretty good.
Yeah, fuck him though. Like, that's it. Anyway, and then we kind of pan back in and maybe Lex Luthor's standing at the bars like watching out.
Yeah.
And we just have the opening sequence again because I really dug that song.
Oh,
I wrote a lot of this to the soundtrack from Justice League. It's a good soundtrack.
It's a good soundtrack, yeah.
So that song plays, we get that whole thing. And as it rolls around, we see news footage and like Superman's death in the aftermath. And then every now and again, it's intercut with this like kid, this young guy. Playing a game of football, and he's elite. Like, he is just getting past them. He's fantastic, and it'll go back to more news, more of the credits, and then more. Right, this guy is the kind of kid that you know that if he had played college football, he probably would have been drafted by the NFL.
Cool.
And then he's a talented player, and then as the credits kind of get the end, he does this amazing run, gets through two players, and then like a touchdown. It's awesome. And we just cut to one half of Daniel's face.
Yeah,
this is Victor Stone.
Yeah, nice.
And he looks pained watching footage of this person.
Mm.
And in the background, you just hear, the credits are over, by the way. I hear, son, And we see the images are all over the walls of a small apartment. He's got the news footage on this side of the Superman stuff, intercut with just stories about him, about him growing up, about him playing football, and just constant videos of him, like, happy and healthy. He's just hunched over in a hoodie, and he's to his son, and the images quickly flash off, and then a man walks in, and he turns on the light. And it's basically a cyborg sitting in a hoodie with all of the stuff around him, and he just extends a hand, does this, and the light goes back out again. He's like, son, please, you know. You can't stay up here staring at walls, that kind of same beat. And he stands up and his eye flashes and we see that he's like furious. He also doesn't look shit. and all these images spiral out along the walls. A car accident, news reports, the death of his mother. Basically, you get all this information all over the walls everywhere.
The accident is explained.
Right. And then you see that video footage of him and the experimental therapy. And he's like, you don't know what I need. I don't need anything from someone like you. And basically, the dad tries to talk and you get a bit more backstory into what happened and how his dad tried to help him because he felt responsible for the accident and all of this stuff.
Actually tell us what the fuck happened rather than, sorry, just intercut, but like the scene in the graveyard where they're digging up Superman's body. Which is
Why the fuck is that scene in the movie?
How fucking easy is it to get Superman's body? But they literally, he goes, so you hit by lightning? Yeah. You were in an accident? Yeah. All right. That'll do for their origin stories. Moving on.
Even and though, like, the weird gag about the fist bump that felt, and he makes a joke. Forced. He was like, oh, that's racially charged or something, Ezra Miller did. And I was like, yeah. And this joke is too.
Right.
It's like, there is,
you're
there
making
is,
it worse.
You know, only one person of color in this car. Like, I was like, ah, this is so
it's
weird.
Upsetting. It's
it
upsetting.
Is. It is.
And basically, we pad out Cyborg's character through these kind of conversations. And he locks his dad out of the room. And you sort of see the dad kind of like slump and walk off to the other end of the apartment. And Cyborg starts going back through information. Only this time, he's in LexCorp files and he's taking everything he can from something called Regen Cube. So that's all he's doing. He's just learning everything he can. And a whole bunch of Luther's private folders. So this is a guy who is not the guy who's like, oh, I don't know, I could fly now. I could do that yesterday. This is a guy who is stuck at home. He's angry. He doesn't want to talk. Yes. So he has access to every piece of information he could possibly want or need.
Yep.
So that's all he's doing. He's going through information. He's watching stories about Superman because he knows it's kind of all connected.
Yeah.
Anyway, boxes appear again in the folder.
Awesome.
You know, he looks at that and he looks at the box in the video and you actually get the explanation then just by looking. We're showing and we're not telling. That box was used in the experiment that turned him into what he is. And he kind of is just sitting there. And you see that maybe he's trying to find a way to reverse it. Like he's looking at different ways. If that gave him the thing, then he could go back to being normal.
Cool.
Anyway, he's suddenly distracted. He sort of stops. It's like something just out of sight, like behind his shoulder, like an alert. And he kind of looks around and he starts digging back through all the information. And there's a series of firewalls and he just zooms in on something that's kind of digging through similar stuff to him.
Okay.
And into him. And all of a sudden, bang, Wayne Enterprises. The logo comes up. And he's like,
great.
You again. What do you want? So he starts chasing threads back and data. Like he's pulling on the data, like trying to dig through Wayne Enterprises. He keeps going. And all of a sudden, a massive schematic of like the bat plane comes up. And then all of a sudden, he's like electrocuted. The thing goes dark and he can't go any further. Yes. He's like, oh, damn it. And he says like, son, what, you know, are you okay? And just no response. And that's kind of outside being sad. And the red light comes on under the door. He's busy. He's back digging into stuff.
Right.
So again, we're fixing Cyborg a bit.
See, I love two things about that. One, yeah, he should have been furious at his dad. He's like, yeah, you made me alive, but not really. Which, like, he said it like, well, I'm not the guy I was, but that's like it.
Yeah.
And then
he should hate his dad. So when he saves him, it's like,
meaningful. Yeah. And then also him breaking into Batman's things, which we did see him have literally like looked at the security videos where it says like Batcam Cave or something ridiculous like
Batcam
that.
Batcam 7.
Because Batman's very fastidious about naming his bloody cameras.
So I've called this one Camera 12. What do you mean, Alfred? It's me, Bat Camera 12.
Right. As well as there was, it's that easy. Like this guy can just break through Batman's firewalls. I love that you're giving him an actual barrier that Batman has some purchase and he's actually stopping him to some degree.
Yeah.
Great.
Because you can't just have unchecked power like that.
No. So
there needs to be something for us to be like, ooh, how's he going to get around this? You know what I mean?
Yeah. And
that's so easy.
My thing for this is that basically Cyborg's kind of doing two things. The first is he's digging into how he can possibly revert back to what he's done. But at the same time, every time he starts digging, he also finds crossover with Wayne.
Cool.
And the idea is that Wayne's trying to work out who Cyborg is. So that's kind of sending off alerts to Cyborg. Like he's like, someone's trying to find out who I am. And they're also interested in this. I need to know what's going on.
So then they're trying to almost counter-hack each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, brilliant. Yeah.
Anyway, we're going to now cut to Wonder Woman. We're going to have the same intro. Maybe she's not as quick, but I did actually like that introduction to her where she took on those random terrorists in the building. It showed that she's the Wonder Woman from the film, the most recent film, not the Wonder Woman from BVS. Yeah. She's come out of the shadows. Her skirt is the same fucking length.
Oh, okay.
Great. As it was. There's no.
So we do see midriff, right?
But she's topless in this.
Right. And tell me that we get an introductory ass shot every time she enters the scene.
Yeah. I want to see more of her ass than her face. It's
actually. We're actually not going to see. It doesn't have to be Gal Gadot because we're not going to see her from the waist up. Can I say, has anyone actually looked at the poster and seen Wonder Woman on the poster? She looks nothing like Gal Gadot at all.
Really?
Like, it's like they've photoshopped her into fucking oblivion.
Is that because they wanted her front and center? Because like, oh no, she's the one that worked. Quick, make her the main person.
Well, no, it's like Batman, Ezra Miller, and Cyborg are in the middle, and then like Aquaman's off to the side. Okay. It's weird.
I just want to note, I enjoy looking at Gal Gadot's ass. Like, I'm not. It's sure. not.
Can I say, hand on heart, I also do.
I thoroughly enjoyed really that experience. I didn't make me angry. It made me sad that she was the only female, which is fine. She, you know, it's the only female in the universe. But it's like, if you've got one female, do a little bit more with her. Yeah, I don't mind them sexualizing Aquaman because there are four other dudes there
that are
allowed to be intelligent and composed. It's like, if you've got one female, can we not see like an hour and a half
of her
ass?
Where you have, they sexualize Thor's buff body.
Right.
I don't want to feel, I feel like I often complain about women in films, and it's my issue isn't that there are dumb female characters because there are dumb male characters. My issues are that there are only dumb female characters.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely
does
fair.
That make sense? Like,
the two strong female characters in this film are Lois Lane and Wonder Woman, and they both get retconned into idiocy.
Yeah.
And they make Diane Keaton make a fucking thirsty joke.
Yeah.
Think about
not
it.
Not Diane Lane.
I know.
Diane Lane.
Who did I say?
Diane Keaton.
Can I recast Martha? Martha is Diane Keaton.
She would have so many more scarves.
She would be great.
Like, yeah, yeah. She's so fashionable.
She would have a hat and wear only white.
She'd be more sassy. I think we want a bit of sass in there.
I do like Diane Lane.
I like all Dianes, I think.
Diane's just great.
I've never met a Diane I haven't liked.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's a good name. Anyway, so we have the same intro, speaking of Diane. But this time, as she's slipping away from the fight at the end, Bruce Wayne is just standing outside the building. He's like, nice outfit. I thought you retired. She's like, I thought you did too.
Hmm.
He's like, ah, okay. Anyway, they have a bit of banter, and he fills her in on all the information she's gathering. He's like, so I spoke to Lex. He's still drawing these symbols. We're trying to dig through LexCorp files. We think he had one, a box of some kind, but we can't work out what's happened to it. He's like, it was all seized, and it's very difficult to work out. He said, but he keeps talking about this, and then there's this threat. He keeps saying that, you know, there's someone coming, so we're trying to, you know, get the leads. So he's basically unloading to Wonder Woman. And she's like, that's all right, you know, she can keep an eye on things, but that the box is safe. Bruce is like, wait a minute. You know about the boxes.
Awesome.
And she's like, yes, I know about the boxes. You could have just asked me. He's like, but so these are real boxes. She's like, yeah, there are three of them. And she basically gives the Cliff Notes version of the history.
Yeah, which she did in the film, but not before he went to bloody Aquaman and be like, I'll give you $300,000 if you tell me about these boxes. And you're like, you didn't think to email your bestie Wonder Woman, who we saw you emailing
shoot
in the movie.
Her a quick Snapchat.
Who also deals with historical artifacts as her job in real life.
And he's like crazy old. Just look, send her an email. If it's nothing,
Bruce Wayne is good at technology. Don't tell me that man doesn't know how to use email.
Europe.
He has a million
cameras. I love if you just Snapchat. Yo, girl.
Bruce Wayne sends a dick pic.
And then he sends a dick pic.
Oh, wow.
But with a little Batman cowl on it.
Oh, wow. Anyway, no, that's not that's that version of that film where he sends dick pics to people. But this one he doesn't. Basically, so there. She is in the history. She doesn't talk about Steppenwolf. She doesn't really go into like the thing. She just says there were these three boxes that contained great power, but she doesn't dive into it. She says, you know, and she talks about Themyscira. That's how I'm pronouncing it.
That's
correct.
Right, yeah.
Damo, you're the expert on the name. So she talks briefly that there is a box there and it's safe and it's guarded by the Amazonians and no one could ever take it. And he's like,
cool.
And Bruce is sort of thinking, so he's like, so there must be one in Iceland too. The cave drawing, it means that they're in Iceland because it's ancient Greece, Iceland. And she's like, Iceland, isn't that where? And he's like, yeah, you know, two fish, one stone. She's like, doesn't really suit you, Bruce. He's like, what? She's like, don't make jokes.
Great. Yes. Thank you.
Because he's not funny.
I don't want my Batman making jokes. If you're going to use Batman for humor, he needs to be the ultimate straight man.
Yes.
Yeah. It's not him trying to crack wise.
All the time.
Right.
So he tries for a joke and she's like, doesn't really work.
And it's kind of a dad joke, which is kind of perfect for Ben Affleck's version of Bruce Wayne.
Correct.
Which is a slightly more...
slightly sexy dad. It's fine.
Slightly sexy dad. Is that a phrase you've ever used before?
Tell me
in
that's not Ben Affleck's look, though.
Slightly sexy dad.
We need a slightly sexy dad. What's Ben Affleck doing? So anyway, so they talk more about the team, and he's like, you know, I need some help. I'm really struggling. I'll go to Iceland and see if I can do something about this.
Hmm.
And Bruce is like, you know, I'm trying to track down a dead kid, and someone's so fast that no one can see him. One woman's like, I'm pretty fast. I'll keep an eye out. And he's like, okay. So he goes on to Iceland. So he gets to Iceland. In that bar, it's a really same thing, except instead of this time of looking for Aquaman, he wants someone to take him to the cave painting.
Okay. Yeah, right? Yeah.
And Curry's there. Aquaman. But
yeah, yeah.
Bruce doesn't really know that that's who he is yet. And
which was super unclear in the movie whether or not he knew who he was or he didn't. At some point it became clear.
Or
but
everyone knew. There's a picture of him on the wall.
In my head, the people in Iceland know that this guy
right.
is who, yeah. who yeah, he yeah, is. Yeah. But I think Bruce hasn't worked it out yet. Anyway, he's like, I'll take you. But if I take you, then you get to, you fuck off. Like, if you, I show okay. you where these cave paintings are, you can do whatever you want. And then you have to leave because I just don't like you being here. You're yeah. annoying. I'd get out of here.
Yeah, cool.
But Bruce is a bit wary, this guy. So him and some old dude like go up to these caves. It's similar beat again as they're walking along. And Bruce is like, oh, by the way, like, what are this, you know, rumor of the fish man? And his courage is like, fish man? He's like, yeah, apparently he guards the seas, brings the nearby villagers fish when they're in trouble. Fish man. You believe in a fish man. It's like, why does that seem impossible to you? He's like, yeah, maybe it does. And Bruce just kind of offhandedly is like, I believed a man could fly once. And Curry's like, okay. All right.
Cool.
Anyway, they go into the, I just wanted to have, I believe him.
Yeah, no, I love it. I love anyway, that.
They go to the caves and Bruce sees again, there's paint, this like, you know, old school cave paintings of the boxes. And in it is these like creatures, like drawings of like winged creatures and this enormous warrior with this huge axe. And it's just carnage. Like it's this great battle being
awesome.
Pictures.
Yeah.
And the old Icelandic man is telling him the story. And this is where you get the Steppenwolf part.
Great.
Of the story.
Yes.
Is from the Iceland part. So he's telling him, you know, what this is, and Curry's translating it. And as Bruce is sort of following the story, he's like, oh, well, this is amazing. And the like the storytelling finishes and he's going along. And then he like continues along the cave and he sees like the drawing of this man rising from the sea.
Right.
He looks exactly like the guy that he's
just
seen. The
dude standing next to him, yeah.
And he just turns and he's like, you, and he's gone.
Okay.
It's just the old man standing there.
Yeah.
It's like, where'd he go? And the old man's like, Icelandic, Icelandic, Icelandic. Anyway, he runs and he finds Curry walking away and he's like, I need your help. He's like, I'm busy. It's like, it's about the boxes on the cave. You've got one, don't you? He's like, no. He's like, you're protecting it, aren't you? The guy with the axe, is who is he? So maybe they didn't say Steppenwolf. They don't say
okay, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Who is he? And Aquaman's just giving him nothing. He's just walking away. He's like, please, I need your help. He's like, how about you go back to wherever you're from, money boy? Everything fine up here. You know, come on. Like, so he just keeps going after him. Out the entry, he goes to like grab him to be like, hey, listen to me. And Curry grabs him like fast, brutal, and just lifts him up. Gets him really close and he's just like, I don't do teams. Lets him go.
Nice.
And he walks off. Anyway, we cut back to the bat plate and Alfred's like, we shouldn't have said it was a team. A team sounds very middle school, don't you think? It's like, I didn't say it was a team, Alfred, all right? Anyway, it's not the point. These boxes are real, right? There's one in Themyscira. This fish guy has one. Won't tell me where it is. Lex had one, but we don't know where it is. I don't know what they do. Apparently it's not very good, but Luther wanted them. He's been looking for them. He needed all three for some reason. So we need to keep working it out. And Alfred's like, yeah, I've done some more research, you know, combing through it. It talks about the three of them being used. Similar to what Ms. Prince said, told you about, you know, some kind of awful unity happening. And he's like, but there's something else. Now he starts talking about how, while Bruce has been in Iceland, Diana's been trying to find out about the fastest man alive. Alfred's been looking into Victor Stone. He's like, every time I kind of dig into the death, I get like someone looking back at me, like someone starts coming back through the thing to find me, and I have to keep shutting it down because they've come close to accessing our network and exposing our identity. So all these kind of things, we've got to be like tread a bit carefully. So he's like, all right, so we need to keep an eye on Iceland. If anything's happening in Iceland, we need to know about it. None of that, oh, I tried to put a tracker on him, but he took his shirt off.
Yeah. Yeah, like for a movie that went for 2 hours, so many hours could be cut.
That's why they had that costume that made zero sense.
The armor.
Yeah.
No, he said I put the tracker in his jacket, but he took it off.
So that's why he took his jacket off.
Because he was so rugged up and then he was anyway, that really annoyed me. His temperature. Didn't make any sense.
Anyway, so they're gonna need to keep an eye on that. Diana's assured them Themyscira is safe, and now it's just right, we need to turn our attention to Luther and find out what happened to his box. Because if we can get a hold of one of them, then whatever's coming, we might be a little bit better off for it. Anyway, Alfred's like, also, I do have some good news though. Miss Pris sends us this. It's a video file, a kid moving too fast to see. And so they find footage and they learn about where he is and, you know, Diana's like, you're welcome or something like that.
Yeah.
Or maybe even actually, you know, it'd be good to be like, see, I can be a detective too. Just being like, you know, you're not the only shit hot guy here.
Yeah.
Anyway, as they're talking about Themyscira and all of this stuff, just one of the computers is just like a red light like flashing on it.
Yeah, nice.
Just blinking on and off. And we cut back to Cyborg who's on the roof at his home, just information everywhere again.
Cool.
So he's spying on Alfred.
Yeah, he's gotten through.
Yeah, he's gone through.
Nice, like that.
So he's recording this conversation. He's searching through footage. And he keeps digging and digging. And then he finds the story of Aquaman. And he finds the history of the box.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
So he starts getting more information than Bruce has because he has access to everything.
Great.
He knows about Atlantis. And he sees the similarities between this box and the box that his father used in his experiment. He's like, okay, that box, maybe that box in Atlantis. And he's like, where's Atlantis? So he starts like, you know, doing coordinates, working out with his Icelandic villages and doing a couple of things and maybe getting a map up and what have you. His dad's there again. His dad's like, oh, I'm going to do some lab to do some research. Do you want to come with me? And someone's like, nah, fuck you. I'm busy. Anyway, we're back in Arkham. And we see the guard walk past. Luther's just sitting in his cell, just like talking to a wall.
Cool.
And the guard's like, oh, he's fucking crazy. Like, out of all the people we've got in here, he's one of the craziest.
Yep.
But then as the guard walks away, we see that in the shadows is just the outline of this huge figure and an axe. The eyes gleam.
Oh, good.
Lex is talking away and he's like, so, connection's working, I take it, if you're here. And you just see this evil booming voice of Steppenwolf, played by Kieran Hines again, I guess.
Yep.
Yes, we have access to the location of the first box. I will be collecting it personally. Lex is like, you're welcome. It's like, need I remind you that the second box is not where you said it would be? It's like, not my fault. I've been here, remember?
Hmm.
Killed the Kryptonian for you, though. So, again, you're welcome.
Nice.
Steppenwolf, like, growls at him and the, like, axe glows. Hmm. And he sort of steps out of the shadows and he's like, my master thinks you're valuable, but my master and I don't always think the same.
Hmm.
And he's just like, temper, temper, temper. Like, just toying with him because he's a fuckwit. Anyway, it's this whole thing of, like, I'm going to go get it now. And he kind of does that weird, boom. Disappears out of the place.
Cool.
We now have similar beat with the Flash, where we open with him going to visit his dad in prison because that was nice.
Yeah.
He goes home, and I actually didn't mind the scene where Bruce is there, and he's like that. You know, that whole sequence was kind of nice.
Yeah.
However, instead of being like, "Yes, I'll join the team because I have no friends
and I hate brunch.
I don't know how, and I don't like brunch, and I'm a bit autistic." It's like he's like, you know, will you like? He's like, you know, I'm pulling a team together. He's like, yes. It's like, wait, what? Really? He's like, Batman wants to know if I want to join his superhero team. I am so in.
Yes.
This is amazing. Why would you say no? Like, and right. So it's instead of being like awkward, it's just constant talking because his brain literally moves faster than everyone else's. So it's more, he's annoying.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Not autistic.
Awesome.
So the whole thing happens pretty much the same. They go back. So it's like the Flash and Wonder Woman and Batman. And Flash, like, oh my God, you're Wonder Woman. That's really cool. That's amazing. Oh my God, that's really cool. Like, what? That is so amazing. Like, you know, that's really exciting. It's great to be here. I'm just really excited to be here. So who else is on the team? Bruce is like, oh, you know, we're working on it. He's like, oh, it's a team of three. Like, I thought you said that, you know, there was going to be like a big, like something was coming. It was going to be real big and dangerous. And I figured like, you know, Batman and we've got like Wonder Woman and like I'm pretty quick. I feel like we need more than three people, though. He's like, you know, we're working on it. We now go back to Iceland, and this time we just have, like, Aquaman's, like, just swimming. Just, like, having a good time out on the waves, like, standing on a glacier. Like, because it really annoyed me that you never saw him, like, communicate with fish.
Right. Yeah. We got some gags about it.
We got some gags about it, but, like,
he didn't do that much fishy stuff. Yeah.
No, he just kind of swam fast and hung out with Amber Heard pointlessly. So basically, a dolphin or like a killer whale or something comes up and he kind of looks at it and he looks really worried. And he quickly like dives in and he like rockets off and he goes to his secret hideout and bang, there's Steppenwolf. And in his hideout is the box.
Cool.
Because in my version of the story, and I don't know how this is going to fuck up like future Aquaman films, Aquaman is the last Atlantean. There are no others left.
Ooh.
It's just him.
Yeah, okay.
That's why he's isolated. That's why he's up here because it's just him.
Yeah, I've got no problem with that. That's awesome.
The reason you're protecting the ocean around here is because of this. So it's a showdown. It's a fight. And Curry just gets his ass handed to him. And Steppenwolf brags about how they're going to win because they're united in their, like, victory of whatever.
Cool,
and
he's
like, you will lose. You have lost today. Because he gets nearly killed. He's like, because you are alone. And you are just blah.
Yeah.
You are just whatever.
This whole thing you're like, so blah. You don't even know.
You are blah. So you will lose because you're alone. We will bring unity to this chaotic void of a planet.
Awesome, yeah.
And we will rule it. And he's kind of like, why are you doing this again? He's like, because there is so much mess and noise in the universe. Wouldn't it be better if everything was just together?
Okay.
So basically my idea is that I like the idea of unity. What if Steppenwolf and Darkseid, spoiler alert, it's definitely going to be him. What if their thing was that they just wanted to bring like absolute order to this?
Right.
It's not about creating the Mother of Horrors. Yeah. It's about just creating every planet in the image of the place that they want so that everything's the same.
Right. But it's actually destroying the world for what it is.
Correct.
Correct.
It's perfect. It's perfect unity. It's basically like a parasite that takes over so that they're all the same.
Cool. Mm-hmm. So in relation to the box, does he still call it Mother? Does he want a hug from the box?
He can still call it Mother Box.
Because him and that box had They had some issues.
He put his dick in that box.
He totally, like, I didn't know if he wanted a hug or if he wanted to worship it or he wanted to fuck it. Like, he wanted a lot from that box. He
wanted to hug that box real good. Anyway, that basically is the end of that, is then Steppenwolf just goes and disappears out of there. And Curry's kind of like just sits down, like, he's the last Atlantean. Mm. He had one job and he failed. So we follow him. He goes back into that Icelandic bar. He, like, grabs a drink. Someone starts, like, talking to him. He just, like, punches him into a wall. And he's just angry. And he's just, like, really just cut up about it. And then, like, he looks up and maybe they have, like, a wall of business cards. And because Bruce Wayne's visited the bar, his business card's there. And he just, like, smashes his bottle, like, storms out of the bar. Like, he's angry.
All right, great.
Anyway, we cut back to Bruce and
I love them. That Bruce would be like, oh, I'm going to participate in this. Might get a free pizza.
Yeah, like a Polaroid of him on the wall.
Yeah. In Iceland.
Anyway, they're going, Alfred's talking about, you know, the one person they still can't get in touch with is Victor, and it's really hard. And he keeps talking about how there's more weird hacking shit that he can't actually, it's like, he's not sure if they've been able to get in or not.
Cool. And Victor's still watching them the whole time.
I imagine so. I think.
He's
so
keeping an eye. He's got a lot of screens going. They're in one of them.
You would just see, like, as they're talking to him, like, one of the cameras that's pointed on the door would just turn and look at them. Then all of a sudden, there's, like, an alarm goes off. No, so one woman, before that, one woman's like, well, maybe the reason he's hacking is it could be Victor. Like, he's a robot. We don't know what he's capable of.
Yeah.
Maybe he's trying to find us. Maybe he's worked out what's going on. He's looking for us. And they're like, oh, I think that's the case. And everyone's like, just letting you know, someone has just breached the grounds. Security? There's someone on the property. Someone's just come through the lake. So there's someone here. And, like, it's Cyborg. It's Victor. He's reaching out to us, and the door bursts in. But no, it's Curry. And he's really fucking angry. And he just walks in. He's like, which one of you idiots told him? They're like, what? It's like, which one of you idiots told him? And they start fighting.
Yeah.
It's a smackdown.
How drunk is Aquaman?
I reckon he's pretty drunk.
I want him a bit boozed up.
He's boozed up. And so then they lasso truth him and they're like, you know, what are you talking about? And he tells them what his job was, that he's the last Atlantean. Nice. And all the other Atlanteans died and he had one job and he failed and he's a piece of shit. And then Flash is like, maybe we take it off him.
Like, Flash would totally do that. Awesome, yeah.
So they take it off him. Or Flash asks him, like, a really asshole question. He's like, how do you get your hair to stay so wavy? Like, you know.
Is that ombre natural?
Yeah, is that part of your look or is like, you know. Anyway, they learn that Steppenwolf is here and he's got the first box. And Diana is shook. Like, she's like, if he's got the first box, then that means he must know where the second box is. We have to get word to Themyscira. We have to make sure that box is safe and my family are safe. Mm. Bruce is like, well, how do we get a word to an island that is invisible and doesn't exist? And she's like, well, light one of the beacons. I can do that and we can get a message out. I'll go do this on my own. She's like, no, we'll come and help you. Like, we're going to work on this together. But they're like, we don't know how, like, they got there. And then Aquaman's like, I know how to get there. And they'll just turn and look at him, and they're like, wait. And Flash is like, you know how to get to the invisible island of ladies? He's like, yes, we keep the lines of communication open. I'm the last representative of Atlantis. I'm basically the king or the prince or whatever, and I have to talk to them. And Dana's like, you know how to get to my home? He's like, yes, I could take us there.
Yeah.
So Dana's like tripping out. She's like, I'm not supposed to be able to go back.
Right.
And Bruce is like, I think you can in this instance. Like, I think this is a once-in-a-lifetime thing. So, well, they all decide to go to Themyscira.
Nice.
And so as they're doing all this, they're, like, heading off in, like, maybe the bat plane or something like that. Mm. And we then have Cyborg digging again, doing a bit more of that. So he's now following the plane. He's basically there with them, watching them all, looking out who people are, being like, who's that guy? Barry Allen, cool. So you actually get maybe you get Barry Allen's backstory is through Cyborg learning about it by just scrolling through the internet.
Again, cool. Show, don't tell.
He's still shut in, and then his dad's like, oh, I'm heading into the office. I'm going to do some more research if you're on the cube, if you want to come with me. And he's like, Dad, I'm busy. He's like, please, son, I'm really trying. You know, I didn't mean for this to happen. It's like, oh, yeah, just like you didn't mean to kill Mum. And the dad's just like, okay. I'll be home late. And he just leaves, and he's just like, fuck you, and just keeps scrolling. So the Justice Posse arrive on Themyscira, and it's like,
not yet a league.
No. And it's this great, like, reunion. Like, there's this full, like, bowing to Aquaman, and he's kind of like bowing, and Flash is like, they're bowing at him. Like, oh, do I have to bow to you too? He's like, I will punch you like through a mountain.
Cool.
He's like, yeah, okay, that's fair. And it's this beautiful reunion. Also, the Amazonians wearing full fucking armor and not tits out like leather. I like how their armor went backwards between So they're kitted out. It's a really nice reunion. Diana's like, you know, I know I'm not supposed to come back here and I shouldn't bring. She's like, no, it's okay. You know, we understand that rules had to be broken. We heard you got your message. Trust us, the box is safe. There's, come and, you know, you can look at it yourself.
Cool.
While they're kind of doing walking off to the box. Potentially here you get another scene with Luther and Steppenwolf. Mm-hmm. So in this, you either have this later or you have it now. Basically, it's Luther sitting there just like throwing a ball up into the air, and there's actually no one in his cell, and he's like, found number two. And then you see like Steppenwolf appears, and he's like, where is it? He's like, it's on the island of Themyscira. He's like, that island is invisible. We don't know how to get there.
Right.
He's like, well, you don't know how to get there, but I know about a plane that got there. And if the plane can get there, then I can get you. So you're basically using the bat plane and how the bat plane got there, nice. They get Themyscira. So they go in to check on the box, and as they're doing that, bang, Steppenwolf arrives with a fuck ton of parademons.
Yeah.
And you get the first time where these four people who are woefully unprepared have to fight against this god monster. And he's too strong for Amazonians, and it's just a mess, and they lose, and they lose terribly.
Can part of the reason they lose is because they don't know how to work as a team?
That's exactly why they lose, Damo.
Yeah.
They're not united. So they're just all over the shop. Batman's trying to call the shots, and none of them are following his plan.
Nice.
Wonder Woman's like, no, these are my people. She's fighting like an Amazonian.
Yep.
Aquaman's like, I just want to kill Steppenwolf. And Flash, just he's never been in a fight. He literally does that whole thing, and he's like, I just push people out of the way. Mm. I don't fight. Yeah, I can't do this. And, you know, and he's kind of getting in the way. And maybe he gets the box and he runs off. And because he's terrified, the parademons all follow him.
Yes.
That kind of.
Yes. Thank you. Because I was thinking that. Like, literally, he's saying his fears throughout the movie. Yeah. Shouldn't the parademons be, like, honing in on him every other second?
So that's what they're going to do. Right. So they're going to hone in on him. And basically, the result is the same. Steppenwolf gets the box. The League are defeated.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone is, like, just shattered and heartbroken and really sad. And And Diane is furious. She's like, I told you we're not allowed to come here.
Right.
And you said, like, she's so angry at Bruce. Mm, she's like, we brought them here. They followed. That's the only way they got here. They followed us. So it's basically like, it's our fault. It's your fault.
Cool.
So they're at their kind of lowest ebb.
This is way better beef than him just talking shit about her ex, which is what they had. Like, that was their reason for having
Your boyfriend wasn't that pretty. Right. I've got a bit of chin. I've got a bit of chin.
Ridiculous.
Anyway, now we cut back to the lab where Victor's not with the cube, but he's doing research at his old lab. And he just sort of hears the door. He's like, I'll be finished in here in a sec, Jose. Sorry, I'm working overtime. And then he kind of is like, Jose, and he turns around. Parademon.
Awesome.
Gets kidnapped. Oh, my God. So, same beat. He gets kidnapped.
Mm.
And now Victor's, like, sitting at home, and he's kind of been trawling through all this information, and he still just is no closer. And he realizes that his dad's research into the regen cube is the stuff that he needs to look at.
Yeah.
And so, he starts going through the files of there. And then he finds the security footage and sees his dad being dragged out of the facility by a parademon.
Ooh,
and he stands up.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's like, I have to save him. I have to save him. And he like jumps out of the window and he goes into full hero mode and he tries to save his dad from the parademons and he fails because he doesn't know. He's not a superhero. He can barely control. Like, his guns are firing off wildly.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like interacting with like light switches. Like, he just can't help him. And he just watches his dad's being taken away and he's like, my dad's going to die. And the last thing I said to him was I blamed him for my mum's death.
Great.
Like, that was brutal.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's like, I don't know how to help him. I don't know how to save him. I know people who can save him.
Yeah.
So the rest of the team are back at the Batcave and they're no one's speaking to anyone. Like, like everyone's just really shattered. Alfred's like, I don't know how they followed us. I don't know how they tracked us. Diana's like, we need to find that third box. If he gets, it doesn't matter if he got the two boxes, that's bad. But if he gets that third box, that's it. That's game over. We're four people. We can't possibly beat him. At which point, all of the power in the Batcave just goes off.
What?
Great.
And they're like, what the fuck? So, like, you know, batarangs, it's time to get out. We're going to do a fight. It's, you know, what's going on? And then there's just, like, red light in the distance.
Yeah.
And you still have been like, Master Bruce, I put those away. It's only going to cause more tension. This is like, Alfred, are you okay? He's like, oh, no, I'm fine. I found him. And then Cyborg walks out of the shadows with, like, Alfred, you know, holding him up.
Yeah, yeah.
In, like, a hostage situation. And he's like, I need you to help me get my dad back. And like, who the fuck are you? And he's like, I'm Victor Stone and I'm Cyborg and I have access to all these things. And like Aquaman's looking at him and he's like, what happened to you?
Hmm.
He's like, no, I was in an accident. My dad tried to, and now I'm fucking a monster robot. He's like, no, like what actually happened to you? What is this? And Diana's like, yeah, no, what is this? He's like, I think I know where your third cube is. It's like, you bonded with the cube. So then you get the history of like how the cube works, bit of bonding with the cube.
Nice, good.
And they're like, we can't save your dad. Like, he's with Steppenwolf. We don't know where Steppenwolf is and we don't know how to fight him. There's no one strong enough alive who knows how to fight Steppenwolf.
Mm.
And Bruce is like, no, there's not. What does that cube do? Like, so they kind of get similar beat.
The
exact same beat where Bruce is like, we could use the cube to bring Superman back to life.
But I like that they've already, like, they've fought Steppenwolf with everything they had and couldn't beat him. Like, they should be so much more desperate than they are when they bring Superman back.
So they're like, we have to bring him back. So we need a cube, or can you do it? Is there enough energy in him? He's like, no, you need the action. And Aquaman's like, no, to do what you're wanting, you need the raw cube. And he's like, well, where's that? Like, you know, we've been looking for ages. Lex Luthor hid it. And he's like, I've got it. My dad stole it to use on me and then kept it so he could keep doing research. It's sitting on my bedroom floor. Like, this whole time the cube's been there. Maybe we've seen it, but I think it's been.
He's had some jocks hanging over. We haven't noticed.
Yeah, he's got like, you know, sparkly underwear because he's like made of silver. Anyway, so they go, they get the box. So they again, same beat. It's about bringing Superman back to life.
Yes.
Diana's more for it this time. Okay. Basically, they're all for it because they've all seen it. Diana's family got like decimated by the end.
And she has a reaction to it this time.
Yeah, she's actually like, oh my God, my family fucking died. And it's partially my fault.
A lot of people
And I think her mum's a bit angry with her because she's like, you kind of did this by bringing people back here. Like, her mum's her mum and they do love it, but there's still that little prejudice thing of like, people shouldn't come here because when they do, people die. The last time men turned up, your aunt died. Right. So look what happened now. So there's a bit of that. So she's like, she's on board with this. If this is going to get rid of Steppenwolf, if she can get the box back, give it to her mother, then maybe she can redeem herself in the eyes of herself and her family and all that stuff. And Aquaman's like, well, I failed literally the only job I had, so I need to get that box back as well. So they do the same thing. They wake up Superman. This time there's no mention of like bringing out the big guns. So they bring him back to life and the same beat happens. He comes back and he's just like really confused. He's looking around and they're all standing there. And Batman's there this time. He's not like 20 minutes late.
Can we have the Flash just kind of like give him a cheeky wave? Like, I don't know you. Like, you know what I mean?
Superman's a very big fan. Like that kind of thing. Aquaman's like, this doesn't look like much.
I could take you.
Sup, man? Hang ten, dude. Anyway, so Superman comes back. He looks confused and then furious. And then you get the same beat, the fight. So he kicks everyone's ass.
Great.
And then all of a sudden you see the like the beam, the da-da-da-da-da-da beam thing. And Steppenwolf appears with like a bunch of parademons and Lex Luthor.
Oh, yes.
He's like, oh. Oh, it's good to be outside again. This is fantastic. And he's like, oh, look at this. This is so good. I tried to do this for ages. You got five of them doing it. You're good. And Steppenwolf's like, don't touch me. Like, anyway, the fight keeps going and you can see that Superman is just beating them and eventually nearly kills Batman. And the only thing that stops him is like, Superman's like, stop. No, not yet. And Superman kind of stops and looks at him. And then see Steppenwolf and kind of like, okay, yep, cool. And just stops fighting. And all the Justice League are kind of like, Clark, what's going on? Clark, what's going on? And he walks across the field and stands next to Steppenwolf.
Oh, shit.
With the box.
What?
Under one arm. And Steppenwolf's like, we're going to bring you together.
Holy
the way
fuck.
You were meant to be, you insects kind of God speech.
Right.
And they're just watching as the greatest hope for humanity, the person they thought was going to save them, has taken the box across to the other side. And Luther's like, all right, I think we're ready to go. Boom, they beam out of
there. Oh, shit.
So the team are like shattered.
Yeah.
And they're trying to work out how Steppenwolf and Luther knew they were going to be there and what's this all about.
Yeah. They're like, well, fuck, that didn't work. Who else? What else can we do?
Do we know of another godlike guy that could save us? Anyway, they're kind of freaking out. And then Penny drops to Bruce and he turns and looks at Victor and he's like, you. Victor's like, what? What do you mean? He's like, it's you. You're bonded with the box. Anything you do, they get to see.
Oh.
So the whole connection that Luther and Stephen will talk about earlier is Cyborg. Anytime he starts feeding information, they have access to that information too. He's part of the mother boxes. Yeah. It's like,
and he basically followed them to Themyscira.
He followed them to Themyscira. He led them to Aquaman. He led them to Superman. He basically played into their hands, brought Superman back to life, and Superman's like bonded with the box. He's under the control of Steppenwolf.
Good.
Basically, the team start arguing and like, no, you know, you're out. You're a bad guy. And Steppenwolf's like, I'm just trying to help. I just want to save my dad. And they're all fighting. And he's just like, I just want to help my dad. Like, he's the only person I got left. Everyone else is dead. And I was an asshole. And it's all my fault. And we need to fix this. Everyone's kind of like quiet. And he's like, do you know, when I was a kid, right? And I didn't have any of these robot arms. I was really good at football. And I looked up to all of you. Not probably not like, maybe it's directed at like Batman, like Flash and those guys. But like, you know, I looked up to you because you helped people and he helped people and she helps people. We all help people. And now that I can be part of this, you guys are just going to walk away. Like, oh, it's too hard. And Batman's like, we can't fight him. We've tried multiple times. They're too strong. They're a united front. He's like, then why aren't we? Why aren't we a united thing? Aquaman's like, I don't do teams. He's like, well, then it's not a team. It's like a squad, or it's like a big group of people. And Flash is like a league? It's like, yeah, it's a league. We're a league kind of thing. So it's that kind of motivational speech. Cyborg is the motivational speech to realize that we have to do this. So they work out, where are they going to go? Where would Steppenwolf be setting up these three boxes? And then it's like, no, it wouldn't be Steppenwolf. Steppenwolf would just have done it here. The theater isn't Steppenwolf. Steppenwolf doesn't do theater. He's just a brute. She's like, the theater is Lex. Where would Lex do it that would be a showpiece? And so they realize, and Bruce is like, I know where they're going. We need to like tool up. So they kind of tool up. They get in the jet and they're sort of flying there and they have that moment of like, are we going to survive this? And Bruce is like, I don't actually know. I'm too old for this shit.
Right.
Cyborg's like, I barely know how to control my powers. One of them's like, no, I believe in us. You know, Bruce, you can lead the way. He's like, no, I'm not leading the way. I can't fight these guys because I'm an old man who has no superpowers. You're the Wonder Woman. You're in charge.
Mm.
So she's the leader of the team.
Yeah, but a bit more natural than the way they tried to introduce that.
And she's like, okay, I'll lead you guys. And as they fly, we realize where they're headed. And you just hear Alfred over the speakers like, all right, 10 minutes away from landing in Smallville, everybody.
Oh, yes.
So Lex Luthor's being a dick.
So wait, not Russia?
No, not Russia. Not Chernobyl. Okay. They're in Smallville. So Superman's hometown. Because
fantastic.
It's a nice little thing.
Yeah, I'm all on board for that.
And maybe here Bruce is like, have you got the big guns ready?
Mm.
And Alfred's like, I've got the very big guns ready. So they land and the place is just quiet. Like there is no one around. They do a bit of recon and there's just parademons everywhere and they're kind of collecting around this like main part of Smallville. And effectively, as much as it was this weird vine crystal attack, it's very similar in that they are going to join the cubes. And instead of vines, it's just going to like wipe out everything and then everyone on Earth will die.
Okay.
And then come back as a parademon. That's the whole thing.
Yeah, that's
they will
order.
Kill everything, bring everyone back as the same, and then the world will be shaped into whatever
shape
they want.
You've got literally the whole planet as a hive mind now.
Yeah.
And we can.
The whole planet's a hive mind. There's order, there's unity, it'll be beautiful. And Steppenwolf's like talking about how great it is, and Luther's like, yeah, this is. Because Luther wants it, because in his head, he's like doing a good thing.
Okay.
And he's like, yeah, no, unity. This world is just chaos and war and fighting and bullshit. Yeah. It's unity.
And does he see himself as like. In charge once everything is unified?
I think so. I think there's a part of him that's like, oh, you know, I'll be in charge.
Yeah.
And Steppenwolf's just a soldier. But basically, the other thing too is that like Superman, the thing that's insane is that all the townspeople who have tried to fight back have just been flicked aside by Superman. And shattered.
Yeah.
Because like, oh my God, it's Superman's alive. And they run over to like, he's going to help us. And he just like picks them up and throws them away.
Yeah.
Like breaks someone's arm or like lasers someone's feet. Great. And they're like,
yes.
He's broken. This isn't Superman that
we
grew up with. Anyway, much like in the film, Cyborg's like, right, I can interact with the cubes because I've dealt with them before. And Aquaman and Diana are like, if you separate the cubes once the process starts, you'll be able to break the thing, but you can't do it until the cubes are active. Because otherwise, there's no point. If we stop it, they won't. We can break them and then they won't work again.
Okay, yeah.
Which, you know, we probably should have done 1,000 years ago, but we didn't.
Right.
So the cubes are interacting together. They land. It's kind of your big climactic battle. Only this time, as they start like fighting off paradigms, they're working together as a team.
Awesome.
Flash is saving people. Aquaman's like throwing his spear. Wonder Woman's like lassoing it back to him. They're working together.
Yes.
Cyborg's like shooting people out of the air. And Batman's like kind of flying around, orchestrating the whole thing. And they're doing really well. And Steppenwolf's getting angry. And he like hefts the axe and it starts to glow. And he goes to step out. And Lex is like, put that down, Kryptonian. Off you go.
Yeah.
And so then Superman comes in and he starts like, he starts beating them.
Yeah.
Because he would. Yes. Because he's the best at fighting.
Right.
The fight just comes really one-sided. And you just see the Flash is like, starts running and Superman comes after him. And he's talking to Bruce Wayne. He's like, where do I need to put him? Where do I need to put him? He's like, you need to put him 100 meters north that way. He's like, I don't know north. Where do I need to put him? He's like, by that house over there. So he's like running. He's like, he's catching me. Like, I need to. And like, just before he's going to get grabbed, like one woman like comes in and like starts fighting him so Flash can lead them to this location that Bruce is like, we need to get him here. We need to get him here. Meanwhile, Aquaman and Cyborg are like working together to try to get the box. And basically, as they start to lose the fight because Superman's just beats Wonder Woman to a pulp and then advances on the Flash, who's not strong.
No.
And Aquaman and Cyborg are just getting overwhelmed by Parademons because Steppenwolf's now joined in, and Luthor's just like, boop, joins the boxes together, and the stuff, like, it starts to happen.
Okay.
Chaos, everything's really bad. Bruce in the Batplane flies over the patch where they're fighting, presses a button, the bottom of the plane opens, and Lois Lane falls out tied up with ropes. Just like 3,000 meters off, you know, like he's in a plane. She just falls out. There's nothing she can do, and she's falling out right where the, like, Superman and the Flash are fighting. And Flash is like, come on, man, you know, you're the big blue guy. Like, don't hurt me, don't hurt me, don't hurt me. And then he looks up, and then Superman looks up, and just as he's about to, like, do something, he stops, and he just watches as this figure of Lois Lane, like, plummets down towards the earth.
Yeah.
And then just something happens, and he's just up, gone. Catches her in midair just before she hits the ground, puts her down, and she, like, comes to, and he rips the bonds off. He's like, what happened? What are you doing? And she's like, oh, my God, it's this beautiful reunion, but memorable battlefield. He's like, why am I here? And who are you? He's like, yeah, Flash, Barry Allen, nice to meet you, Superman, friend of Batman, and Wonder Woman. So we're friends now, too.
They're my besties. Yeah.
Whatever was going on with Superman, it's been broken by the falling of Lois Lane out of a plane.
Yeah.
And she's like, you need to help these people. You need to save Smallville because that, like, the end of the world. And then again, similar beat to the film, once Superman has joined the fight, Steppenwolf does not stand a chance. The only reason the Steppenwolf was able to, like, come in and invade is because they killed Superman. Yeah. If Superman was still alive, this fight would be happening. So as in the film, they win, they pull apart the boxes, Cyborg, like, smashes his hands into it, like, undoes everything, and the process stops, and all of the parademons, rather than, like, chasing him into another dimension, just
they're
gone.
Out. Yeah.
Because the boxes no longer resist, resist, and Steppenwolf's axe, like, shatters, and he's just a guy.
Cool.
And, you know, Wonder Woman just, like, walks up to him and just, like, bang, punches him, like, square in the face, and he just drops to the ground, defeated. She's like, you know, what are we going to do with him? And she's like, I know just the place where we can keep him. And Luther's just like, ah, oh, we're so close. But he's kind of like weirdly optimistic because he's broken.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, I guess I'm going back to Arkham Asylum. That's cool. That's fine. I'll do that. And then, you know, they punch him and whatever and beat him up. And they kind of, they win. They win because they're united. Yep. They're together. Yeah. They're a team. And just as they're kind of finishing up the fight, Clark walks over to Bruce and he's like, I want to thank you for saving me, for saving everyone here. I mean, you know, I can't believe that you knew that throwing Lois Lane out of a plane would bring me out of my spell. And Bruce just looks at him and then walks away. So he's like, you did know that throwing her out of the plane would break me out of the spell. Bruce just keeps walking across the field.
Yeah.
And then you get the end of the beat. They save the father from wherever he was being kept in Smallville. And the credits roll, and it's like, you know, the Justice League will return. So maybe just for the credits roll, the team are, like, getting back together again. And Aquaman's like, maybe I do teams. Like, maybe I need more people around. But she's like, see, you know, we're friends now. He's like, don't touch me.
Yeah. Yeah, great.
I'm not up to touching.
Yeah.
Cyborg's like, you know, it's really great that we're all here. And Batman just starts to walk away. And they're like, hey, Bruce, come back. You know, you're part of this team now. Yeah. He's like, no. He's like, I'm an old man who has money and flies planes. You don't need me in this team. Diana's in charge. Sing out if you ever need someone to, like, find something for you.
Right.
So Batman kind of, he quits the league. So I'm giving Ben Affleck an out.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to be in any more films.
Great.
He can go home and defend his brother from allegations. So it's fine. And that's the end of
Justice League.
The real Justice League. And that's the end of my Justice League fix.
Oh, that was much better.
Well done, Tom. That was really good.
Wait, do we have someone say booyah at the end?
All of them.
All of them, just collectively.
And a freeze frame of them jumping in the air.
Anyway.
No, okay. Well, what I really love, first of all, you fix so many things with Superman. One, we see him be bad Superman for so much longer, which it's so needed. Like, that was the most exciting part of the film because Steppenwolf was garbage. And I love that you've saved them actually becoming a league, as in Superman joining them to right to the very end. Like, yeah, they shouldn't become a league halfway through. It needs to happen right at the end, and that's the catalyst for them winning. So, well done.
Thanks.
I really liked Lex Luthor's addition in the
film. Well, he needed to be in this film.
Because, I mean, as well, like, so often it's like, oh, there's another end of world bad guy. Do you know what I mean? It's nice to have, like, a common villain, or a villain at least that has some kind of, like, grip
And right. It explains why he was so fucked up in the last film, because he'd already started this process right. of working. Because yeah, yeah. that's the implication, is that he's already been speaking to Darkseid, so his brain's fucked.
Yeah, okay.
Mm.
But if you don't know comics, you don't know that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
As well as it provides more interconnectivity between the films, because there really isn't much other than, hey, that character was in the other film.
Yeah.
But other, like you know, even the villain, you know, like you said, we've got a big bad villain that we've never seen before. Even at the in the end credits where they bring... what's his name?
Death Boy.
Death Boy in
Deathy Man. Say what? DC suck at like subtlety, don't they?
Oh, they're
like Marvel. Dumb. Marvel aren't subtle either. Who are you? I'm Captain Fucking America.
Right.
But their villains aren't like called Death Lord Johnson.
Yeah.
Their main villain is a guy called Darkseid.
Yeah.
Gee, I wonder what side he's on.
Good guy or bad guy? I don't know.
Who knows?
Shades of gray. Yeah. No, they're pretty garbage. No, that was good. That was really good. Really, and like,
I wish I'd seen that movie.
And as
where's
well
the rank? Is it like better than BVS or just under BVS?
Your pitch.
Yeah.
You don't want to know the answer to that.
No, but I know the answer. God. I know that it's BVS and then this pitch. Yeah. Yeah, cool.
Oh, you do you want to know how far below BVS it is?
Is it just below? Or is it?
Yeah,
very far?
Yeah. It slides on in right on like skim in the bottom.
So do you put
it.
Wonder Woman after BVS as well?
Oh, that's a really hard call.
What?
Because I ranked...
I don't,
it's not that hard.
I don't want to hear this. I don't want to hear it. I just...
Put it this way. I haven't watched Wonder Woman 3 times. I've had less time, mind you. I only watched BVS this year, though. Like, earlier this year. I was saying to someone the other
you're
day...
You're like, oh, I haven't had a lot of time to watch Wonder Woman. You're like, no, it's fine, because you watched BVS twice in 2 days.
I'm so disgusted. I can't look at you.
I loved the Amazonians in Wonder Woman. I really, really loved that.
Did you like him in Justice League where they were in like leather?
Do you like that they actually had character and purpose and actually had a fucking
but
arc?
Here's the thing. I like them so much just as like, I don't know, I just find them so wildly entertaining, like this badass group of women that even in Justice League, that was probably the most entertained I was their scene.
Yeah.
That was probably the highlight. Other than Ezra Miller and his dad, that was this next highlight for me.
It was a great
fight. Even though
scene.
I was like, the fuck is going on here? It was still cool girls fighting. Like, it was still, you know, it was still had enough of that original essence I liked so much. Yeah, so Wonder Woman had that. Like, the first half an hour of Wonder Woman was better than BVS. But as a whole, yeah, I don't know. BVS for me slides on in there. It's got more rewatch value for me.
Oh boy. Okay.
I never asked for your opinion on anything.
Yeah.
There was a film that was literally like the Amazonian women.
It was Wonder Woman.
Yeah, but they were in the beginning and they weren't in the whole thing.
She is an Amazonian woman, though.
Yeah, I know, but I wanted all of them. I wanted them on their horses and shit, and I wanted all of them.
You want Amazonians, the movie.
That's what I want. Fuck, that would come in. I mean, The Dark Knight obviously is the best superhero film. That would fucking smash BVS.
If you're going to tell me that BVS is better than Dark Knight, I was probably going to have to kill you.
No, Dark Knight is one of my favorite films, period.
I mean, it is. And like, I honestly think that's part of DC's problem, is that they had these amazing trilogy that they couldn't even compare with.
Yeah.
And then somehow they've just gone in the complete opposite direction of a, you know, Marvel try-hard, but also trying to catch up by shoving every character in every fucking movie.
I didn't feel like BVS was trying to be Marvel, though. I felt like BVS was trying to be something different, and I respected it.
I still kept this film relatively dark, because I was like, it can't be too... There's quips, but it can't be too quippy, because it's a Zack Snyder film.
Yes, and like, that was the other thing. When the jokes did come... Yeah, I didn't really buy it because of the two directors. On one hand, you've got Zack Snyder, you've got like a homeless man saying "I tried" on his bloody sign, like literally just trying to go, what's the bleakest thing I can fucking think of? And then you've got all these like funny quips, and Batman's even getting in on the jokes, and it just didn't pair up at all.
Yeah. Anyway, on that note, if you enjoyed our Justice League bashing, thanks. So if you want to let us know what you think of where our film sits in terms of BVS and Wonder Woman rankings, please let us know. Either email us at moviemaintenance@sanspantsradio.com, or you can tweet us at @mmsanspants, or individually, I'm @awkwardtreed. What are you at, Kath?
Come on. Kath.
Yeah.
Atkins 5.
You're going to fight the good fight if you're willing to say it.
You can't convince me, so don't try. I know what I like, and right. I like
there
that
There are a group
film.
Of DC fanboys. Do you agree with you 100%?
You're going to have so many boyfriends.
You're going to love
Come
so
at me. Because I've yet to find a single person who also liked it, and I would love...
We're getting in a fight with them for about 6 months, so they'll come and find you. Don't
please,
worry.
Please. I need... Like, I feel they like I'm on an island of loving that movie
So just tweet
Kath
if you agree with her.
Please.
Yeah, only if you agree.
Only if you agree.
And I'm Abby Day Pajamas.
Booyah.
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 Thanks for listening. If you want to help support the show, why not become a member at SansPantsPlus.com and get early access to our shows, a bunch of exclusive content, and much, much more. That's SansPantsPlus.com.